It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. He'll be back on Monday. And let's say hello to a friend of mine, Ron Onesti. Hi, Ron.
Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning. We were texting each other last night at the same time, unbeknownst to each other.
So weird.
I know. So weird. It really was. I wanted to have you on the air to talk about some of the cool shows coming up, including tomorrow night, Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues. God, I love his voice.
Oh, I tell you what, man, I know that thing sold out. I mean, I'm sold out. I'm sold out of that one. May have some standing room, but that one sold out like crazy. His voice is just like it was back in the 70s. All the great hits. I'm so excited about that one.
And my husband, Jimmy Mack, and my son, Michael, just went to see Al Dimeola at the Displains Theater, and that was a great show. You have, how many venues do you have now? 18,000?
Between 500 and 600.
Jeez. Good Lord. Great food at all these places. You have a rock and roll store where you can buy stuff. Dweezil Zappa is coming to town Friday night at Displains and Saturday night at the Arcata. So there's a whole fight going on with all the Zappa kids. It's really sad.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you get to, you know, they start to cash in on some of the legacy money. But I can tell you, you know, I've had Dweezil several times, and it's one of the cool shows. I mean, does, you know, his dad's music, but he does some storytelling. There's some great video, and just a wonderful show. I mean, you really feel good about it.
I read Moon Unit's book, and I know there's been some strife between the kids, but they're all very talented, and Dweezil is so cool, and I can't wait
good
to see
guy.
That show. Oh, totally.
Yeah, good guy. We got him about 2 days, actually. We got him at Arcata, too.
Yep. Friday at Displains, Saturday, this coming Saturday. God, it's already May. Starting tomorrow, it's May.
I can't even, you know. So much going on. Yeah, and, you know, another show that we got a couple of times this weekend, this Thursday and on Sunday. These are like former bandmates of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young that do all the harmonies, do all the hits of CSNY. I saw it last year. We had it last year. People were freaking out how good it was. You know, you forget sometimes just how wonderful that music was when we were growing up. And that's the one that I'll be at also this weekend.
That's Our House, the music of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yep.
All right, so other shows coming up, some big shows coming up this summer. Drop some names.
Well, let's see here. We've got what's left of the Electric Light Orchestra. We've got, and that's the thing, you know, that's some of the, you know, that's what's going to happen. I mean, Wendy, think about it. What's the music going to be like in the next 5 years? You know, I mean, look, we got these great tributes, these salutes, these national touring salutes, and they're all theatrical. They're incredible. But if we get, you know, any of the names that we could get, the big names, we are working very hard on that. We got quite a few of them. But I tell you what, very, very excited about so many of them that will be here over the summer. We've got Ace Frehley, of course, a Kiss is coming. That's another great show. Some prog rock shows, some country shows. We got several country shows if you're into that. We've got Andrew Dice Clay.
Yay!
Lincoln Hickory Dickory Docker on that one time. But, you know, it's that's the cool thing. You know, you could have, I just said last weekend, we had Engelbert Humperdinck all weekend. So you could have, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck in one place and Slayer in the next.
I know. I'm telling you, listeners, go to oshows.com because you will find something that tickles your fancy for sure. Now, Ron Onesti is the owner of the Arcata Theater, president of the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame. And I heard that the Hall of Fame is moving.
Oh, no, we moved, went from Taylor Street to Harlem Avenue, bought a new building.
Oh, right.
And we're at an 18-week construction schedule as far as the inside. The building's all up, and we're very excited about it. So come the fall, we'll be back as one of the premier museums and interactive halls of fames of, you know, people like Joe DiMaggio, Mario Andretti, but also, you know, you've got Anthony Rizzo, you know, you've got Caitlin Clark is Italian, people don't realize. So there's a lot of stuff going on, something for everybody.
And what do you have coming up that I'm going to go with you for? Who's winning an award? Our own Walter Jacobson?
Oh, yeah. Well, we, obviously, if you know me, I'm involved very much in our Chicago's Italian-American community. And we have a journalism luncheon every year called the Dante Awards. And this year, Lynn Sweet, who is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Sun-Times, has received an award. And we're doing an official retirement award for Walter Jacobson.
Yeah.
Mr. Chicago. Yeah, man. What a wonderful guy.
I know. He really is. And, yeah, I'm proud of my Italian heritage. I'm only half Italian, my mustache. But... Joe Romano's shaking his head. I'm sorry, you know. But yeah, I am proud of my Italian heritage, and I am proud of my Italian friends and my meatballs. So we need to have a meatball cook-off. You know that. I've said this for years.
Well, no, listen, if you ever feel like, you know, get that, like, feeling too good about yourself and feel like losing, just give me a call. And I will definitely...
All right, we could do that. Spyro Gyra's coming to the Displanes Theater.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the variety. I mean, a lot of people, you know, you don't realize you knew them, but, you know, back in, especially like in the 80s and stuff, this premier jazz band, Jazz Fusion, all these instruments on stage, great band. These are the guys who did it back then. You know, it just keeps on coming.
Well, what I love about you is you give back to the community, and you always have. You've always been a generous guy, and a lot of times around the holidays especially, you'll put something up on social media. If someone wants to attend a show and they can't afford it, reach out. And really, Ron, you do such a great job. I got to tell you that.
Oh, Wendy, thank you so much. You know, and there's just so much going on in our world right now. And, you know, I celebrate, you know, music and meatballs. That's what we're all about. And you come to our place, whether it's the Arcata Theater, that next year will be celebrating 100 years this year. And I'll be back on your show, I'm sure, at some time over the summer, because August the 9th, the Displanes Theater turns 100. So a lot of great things going on there. Keeping the legacies alive.
All right. A listener could not hang on, but wanted to know about Frankie Avalon. Is he coming to town?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. So, you know, one of the other things that we're doing, you know, obviously with the Italian community is we also put on the Columbus Day Parade, and that's October 13th. But October 12th, we're having a show with Frankie Avalon, because October 13th, he, Tony Danza, and Chaz Palminteri from Bronxtown will be the Grand Marshals of the Columbus Day Parade. So the day before, you got Chaz doing his one-man show, the Bronx Tale in Des Plaines, and in St. Charles, the great Frankie Avalon. What a great show that is.
All right. Well, listeners, you have to go to oshows.com, and like I said, there is definitely something for everyone. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, you got to come over to the Speakeasy at Club Arcata on some Sunday. We've got that Sinatra Sunday every Sunday.
That is a great place.
Music, my Italian feast. It's a good time. And one last thing here. Studio 54, you remember back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? The disco in the 70s. Well, the Arcata Theater is located on North Avenue, Route 64. So on the second floor of the theater, we have what's called Studio 64, the dance club. So, like you said, something for everybody, Wendy. Thanks so much.
Yes, I'll get my polyester and high-heeled shoes ready.
Is there something wrong with that?
No. All right, Ron Onesti, thank you so much. I appreciate it.